It is 10:45 here on 980 WCAP, and you are tuning into the final segment of Chamber Chat this week. This is the last time you're going to get the dynamic duo of Danielle McFadden and Emma Brooks.
I know. Sad day for the listeners.
Really, it's a very sad day for me. We're really going to miss you. You've done so much for us in the last 4 years. So.
Thank you. I'm going to miss everyone, too, but I'm glad I'm right down the street. So
she's parking in the same garage as she's parked in the past 4 years. She's just turning a different way at the end of Palmer Street,
turning
right?
left instead of right, yeah. And hopefully I remember that on Monday. I'll show up back
you
in
don't,
the chamber.
I'll be there.
You'll be like, what are you
I'll
doing
be there
here?
Laugh. We're very excited to have our final guests on this week. We have Bob Duzois, the territory manager, and Mark Forrest, the CEO of CryptShare. How are you both?
Very well. Thank you.
And Bob, you're from the area, but I think we got Mark from across the pond.
I have indeed. I like the accent. I'll try not to slip into an American accent if possible.
Yeah, we like the accent, so just keep it that.
I just have the Lowell accent.
I'm used to that, so nothing wrong with the Lowell accent. You have two Lowell girls here.
No,
so, Mark, we hear that email is dead. What technology or technologies do you believe that are going to replace email?
Well, I think first I would say don't believe that statement. That's marketing hype from a lot of people trying to sell something different.
Great.
The truth is, email is very much alive.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk a little bit louder?
Yep.
Thank you.
It's very relevant to the problems people face day to day in communicating. And yeah, bring it on.
Email I'm glad you're saying that because I use email regularly. It's just such a convenient and effective way to communicate.
It's our primary way that we communicate with all of our members, I would say. So some of them call, but most people email.
Do you believe that people are aware of the issues of email and the issues, problems that may come?
Don't think people know that because I met with Bob and mm-hmm. Oliver, who also works at CryptShare, and I didn't really ever think about that.
No, the thumbnail is that email is fantastic. It's everywhere. Everyone uses it.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is, it's not secure.
The problem is, it's everywhere, and everybody uses it.
Well, no, that's good. That's cool. But the security issue is one.
Yeah.
And those are, those are challenges which principally that is our business. But I think people need a greater awareness of the vulnerability that is out there, because if you do send things that are private, this world is demanding ever greater levels of privacy.
Mm-hmm.
Then just take a little care. And if you take a little care, it'll live for a long time.
Very true.
Very true. Absolutely.
So there's a lot of discussion on new and emerging data privacy laws. What's your perspective on data privacy?
I think coming from a European perspective, some people may have an awareness of general data protection mm-hmm. regulation, GDPR. That is now live legislation in Europe, and what we're seeing here in the US is states beginning to talk of similar kinds of legislation, particularly California. So California are introducing some really tough data privacy laws, and I think we see California leading the way in these things very often. I think it's just a matter of time before each state in the US decides on some level of requirement.
Mm-hmm.
And companies, organizations, and individuals are going to have to remain very aware of the consequences of falling foul of new privacy legislation. But it's inevitable. We will see more.
And it'll probably be adopted early in Massachusetts. Usually we adopt pretty quickly to these things. So it's definitely something that all the listeners should be aware of.
Well, I think actually looking at the U.S. states, I chose to locate our company here in Mass because it's a more cosmopolitan location than many other parts of the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And precisely the point you make, there are people who have awareness. As you go out from New England into some of the other states, the same can't be said.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of education to be done.
And we're so lucky to have you as members, because as these types of things unroll and unfold, we can definitely lean on you for the knowledge and to educate our members in the community about these different laws that are going to come into place.
Yeah, you have my phone number. Just call.
Will do. And then also password fatigue. What is password fatigue? Why is it a problem? Are people just not wanting to take the time to change passwords, or they use the same thing for every device?
Let me fire a question at you. How many passwords do you have yourself?
I have a few.
Right, okay.
And I usually just change the number at the end.
That's what many people do. And I think the reality here is we forget passwords.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Emma was just saying she forgot her password for Gmail.
Yeah.
and you reset, and you know that creates a lot of work for people, and which is fine. But I think in principle we see a world and technologies emerging where passwords can perhaps be less of a requirement, or one-time only passwords, where you create a password maybe for your bank, use it the first time, and thereafter everything you send to the bank or they send to you should be encrypted. You know, our advice
Great.
Is encrypt everything.
Mm-hmm.
But so that's technology that is emerging, and I think that will start to create a paradigm shift, particularly for business, and mm-hmm. in the end, I think for individual users as well.
That would be hugely convenient for, mm-hmm. like you mentioned, a bank in particular or other businesses, and what a way to set yourself up apart if you are an early adopter of that, too.
Absolutely.
People will love that convenience.
They will.
For sure.
It's so hard, too, because so many companies require different things. Like, some companies, you have to have an uppercase, a lowercase, a number, and then a special character. And I'm like, okay, this is a lot to remember if I only log into this, let's say, once a month. And mm-hmm. then you have to write it down somewhere. Then you risk someone finding it written down. And there's a lot of risk that goes into it.
And on the other hand, sorry.
No, go ahead. That's probably one of 10 passwords that you have, too, and you have to remember all 10.
Absolutely.
You can't write them down, or you put yourself in a bad position.
I think the other fact we see is, particularly in business, is that people have different kinds of information. Some of it needs to be protected mm-hmm. more,
yep.
and some of it less. And people make decisions on this, and actually it seems a reasonable thing to protect, you know, highly private data in a very strong way.
Mm-hmm.
But of course that adds to the complexity of the, you know, the password mm-hmm. algorithms that people use. And that can be a problem. And, you know, of course what people do is they write them down on a piece of paper, and then they lose the piece of paper, and all of a sudden privacy is gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, put them in your phone in the notes section and lose your phone.
That's what I do.
I've never lost my phone, but that's what I do too.
Yeah.
Now we're telling everybody where to find our password.
I know, great.
Do not pickpocket me.
Danielle's phone is now a crime target.
Seriously. So at CryptShare, you're a new entrant to the U.S. market. We've talked a little bit about that already, but as a European company new to the U.S., what hurdles do you see, and what does CryptShare need to do to overcome those hurdles?
I think fundamentally it's about being known mm-hmm. in the marketplace. Here in the U.S., there are so many technologies that are, you know, crowding the market, looking for people's attention and their time. And somehow we have to find a voice that people say it's relevant and interesting. And once we have that, and we, you know, we're moving in a good direction, which will come from clients, from
yeah.
people who use our technology, from, you know, a session like this, you know, people will remember a name.
Yeah,
and
sure.
hopefully that builds out. In my experience in the past, I founded, from a European software company perspective, 3 companies in this area over the last 20 years. And it takes a little while at the beginning, and gradually the momentum builds. The things that are great, I have to say, Mass is a really dynamic place to do business, a lot of great people. You know, well-educated,
mm-hmm.
very aware of, you know, what needs to be done, and actually that gives us a huge advantage. So, yeah, I'm very optimistic.
I agree. I think it's a great business to bring to the area. When I met with Bob, I talked about other IT companies that we work with. No one's ever mentioned encrypting our emails.
No.
It's just never come up. But when you hear about it, it makes so much sense. It's one of those things that, like, why has no one ever told me about this, or why are people not talking about this yet?
Well, I think the reality is, in the corporate world, people have talked about mm-hmm. it for a long time, and they haven't found a satisfactory solution. And there are products out there which you use, but often very unpopular with the people who need them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the secret here is actually encryption. The best encryption should be invisible to the user. They should just be able to trust the channel
yeah.
that they send stuff through.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we see it. If you can make the technology invisible, but provide the security that people are looking for, and handle all the kinds of things that they want to share. So, you know, for example, you want to send a longer document, a contract to somebody which has private information in it. Yeah, you want to encrypt it, but invariably your email will say, sorry, file too big, won't allow it.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of issues
mm-hmm.
do need to be overcome. And our technology does that, and that's precisely what we offer to the market.
So if somebody's listening and they're interested in hearing more, maybe having CryptShare come out to their company to talk to them, would that be Bob that they'd call
you? Yes, it would
be.
Absolutely. Number you can get me at is 866-389-5333, and I'm at extension 105.
And for anybody listening that doesn't have a pen handy, too, you can obviously find their information through the chamber by going to our website and our member directory, or giving us a call, and we can direct you over there as well. Is there anything else you want the listeners to know about your innovative and new company to the U.S. market?
I won't talk about the current company so much, but I will say I got such a thrill this morning driving along 95 and seeing a company I'd previously founded in this area with a huge building and 1,000 staff and a big sign outside. And what I'll say now is look out for the CryptShare sign, and you know, for just a few years' time, we'll be right up there with them. The company, that particular company is Sophos, some may have heard of in the antivirus business. But we will have a building and a sign like that in just a few years' time, so watch out.
That is so exciting, and it's the first time I've ever heard somebody say I was driving on 95 and I was excited.
I know.
So I'm like, where is he going with this?
Is he mad?
Yeah. He was driving at the right time.
He's gone crazy. So funny. Well, we really enjoyed having you both on. We will help you spread the word about CryptShare, your technology that is well needed and that everybody's going to have to adopt to sometime in the near future.
Absolutely.
So be an early adopter, blow your clients away by offering this protection. Thank you both.
Thank you,
Emma, for everything that you've done for the Chamber. I could have a whole show just on you, but I'll leave the gushing for Facebook, so check out Facebook tomorrow.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for all the opportunities I've had here. Thank you to anyone that's listened and tuned in. It's been so much fun, and definitely going to miss everyone.
And somebody will be back next week. It won't be me. It won't be Emma. I'm still at the Chamber, but I'm at a conference on Thursday. Thank you for tuning in to Chamber Chat on 980 WCAP, where
everybody gets it.